Okay, the name of this message today is going to be called Speaking Truth About Churches. That's the name of the message. There's one church. There's one God. There's one Jesus. There's one Holy Spirit. Okay? I'm going to read for you the Bible. You know, they got all these fancy things about what the Bible means, and they got the letters broke down, and it's all wonderful. But let me tell you, in fact, what the Bible is. It's God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, speaking directly to you. That's what the Bible is. Okay? Father, I just ask that you open up the ears in this room, that indeed, Lord, that their minds rest with you, that the spiritual things that you bring across are planted where they cannot be removed. And above all, God, let it be your Holy Spirit that infills each and every person so that they might get the understanding that they need. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said. I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Sometimes the church is too stinking spiritual that they're not spiritual at all. Amen? The church is too stinking spiritual. Well, brother, you know, I can't work today because I've been fasting. Well, read your Bible.
Amen.
It tells you that if you're going to fast, make it as if nobody can see. Nobody's to know. My wife doesn't know if I miss a meal or not. And I live with her. Why? Because it says when you do things unto the Lord, you do them unto Him in secret, and He will reward you openly. Amen? Now, back when we had kings that were trying to be spiritual, sometimes they'd call the whole nation to be fasting and sackcloth and ashes and praise the Lord. But we don't have spiritual kings no more, except in the heavenly. And, you know, if you want a group fast, okay, you go ahead. But as for me, I have a personal relationship with God, and I will one-on-one fast. I'm going to fast, and that's the end of it. You understand? I'm not going to make you fast. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm telling you, you should fast. Amen? You should fast. But it's not to be to go around telling everybody how spiritual you are. Right? Are you hearing me here today? Everybody should fast. That's a fact. But you don't need no help to fast. What you do is you shut your lips when there's food around. That's all you got to do. Amen? It's funny how people are. Well, I'm going to fast today. You want to fast too? This ain't no group thing. This is a one-on-one thing. Amen? Are you hearing me? Listen to what I'm saying. Quit getting so stinking spiritual. And listen to the Word of God and obey it. It's between you and God thing. Amen? Let me read this to you. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. There are many leaders in the church that I cannot explain spiritual things to, because they are still stinking carnal. They place their faith on themselves, they place their faith on the things of the world, and they don't have no faith in God. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. And there's people in this room that have been in this room for a long time that I would love to share great spiritual things with, but I cannot, because there is still strife and division and separation, and that is carnality that is not of God. Are you hearing me? You see, we need to become spiritual people. What does that mean? If somebody hurts your itty-bitty feel bad, you don't go sulk for the next 2 weeks. Amen? Well, he talked to me mean. Are you hearing me? We need to be a people that recognize that everything happens for a purpose, and the purpose is ordained by God, and if you get rebuked or if something happens, then maybe it's so you can learn a lesson so that you might become spiritual. Amen? It says, for you are still carnal, for where there is envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? I am sick of the division in the church. I'm sick of it. Why? Because it is not God. It is you. You know, I have sat there in rooms where people that are Baptist, Pentecostal, and Catholics are all arguing about the same stinking thing, but they want their slant. That is not God. God is one, and He brings His people together. Would you take one of your children and cut it in half? Neither would Jesus. We're all supposed to be one. We're all supposed to be united. Here, let me tell you this. In truth, if you confess with your lips and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, is the Son of God, and always will be the Son of God, and died for your sins and rose again, and you confess it and believe it, you are my brother. And I don't care if you're Methodist, Episcopal, Catholic, or whatever else you might be. It is totally immaterial. There is one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit. And you need to not listen to doctrines of churches. You need to listen to doctrines of God. That is why you must study yourself to be approved. Now let me tell you a story. Okay, it's going to be a story. All right, I got it now. When I first got saved, I told you, God sovereignly touched me at home. The first church I went to was a fundamental Baptist church. And I love my Baptist brothers. And you can call me a Baptist if you want. You can call me a Pentecostal if you want. You can call me anything you want, as long as in there somewhere you say, I know He loves Jesus, and I know He serves God. I don't give a rip what you call me. Now, am I a part of the Assemblies of God? Of course! I'm a leader in it, for crying out loud. But I am a child of the King above all. Are you hearing me? So I went to this church, and the church was dead. And I was the most excitement that church probably had in 50 years. And I was excited, but I was the only one there that was excited. Everybody else was dead. So I walked into this church, and I was reading the Bible, and I was so stupid as to believe that the Bible was true. And I'm sitting there, and I'm reading about the gifts, and I'm reading about healings, and I'm reading about where the Lord Jesus says, and the things that I have done, you shall do also, because I go home. And I'm reading all this, and I'm believing God for all of it, because He's God. And these people are kind of, you know, they're kind of like they're dead. And they're telling me things like, well, brother, you know, those gifts, they were for the apostles. And they've been gone a long time now. You understand? And I was in this, and I'm going, you're out of your stinking mind. The Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I mean, the same God of Isaac is the same God I have. The same God of Moses that split the Red Sea is the same God I have. The same God that died on the cross for everybody else died for me and set me free. I don't got to listen to you, brother. You got to listen to Him. And then I got into this tongue-talking thing. Now let me tell you something about this. And I'm going to really cut some throats here. I'm going to just get it over with. You don't mind, do you?
No.
Good, because it don't matter if you mind or not. I'm going to tell you. The gift of tongues is a gift given by the Holy Spirit. It is a gift. You don't got to get all the gifts. You get the gifts that God ordains you should have. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that every believer will have the gift of speaking in tongues. It don't say that nowhere. Are you hearing me? What it says is that it is an evidence of. It doesn't say it is a confirmation of. It means that some people that get saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, will speak in tongues. That's what it says. And if you really get into it and read it, it says that tongues was, at the first point, a way that God had of communicating with the lost. Which means they were speaking in Spanish and Hebrew and... I'm kidding. They got all these funny names. You can read it in Acts 2. And it will explain that they were speaking not in unknown tongues, or the tongues of angels, they were speaking in languages that everybody in the crowd could understand. Where the hell did they get all this from? Amen. Are you hearing me? Now let me tell you this other thing though, just to put a little knot on the head, because I know you guys like them. When I first walked into a Pentecostal church after being in a Baptist church, I was watching people run around pianos. I was watching guys dancing with guys, and I had some old men trying to goose me in the corner. Don't laugh at me. I mean, this is the perception of a person that never been to church. Right? So here I am. They've talked me into everything. I got a haircut. I got a suit on. I'm in a Pentecostal church for the first time. I got my kids with me. And people are falling over, laughing, giggling, snickering in the church. And I just came out of a fundamental church. And I'm like this. Ooh. You understand? But I believe God. I believe in the gifts. I believe in the, I've read about them. I've never seen anything, right? And so these old guys, the elders in the church, they come up to me and they go, "Brother Dominic, do you want the gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" I go, "Yeah, I want it all." So I go up to the altar and I put my hands up and I got all these old men in there, woo-hoo, 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 trying to get me to say something. I didn't say nothing except for, "Get your stinking hands off me." I ain't that kind of guy. That don't wash no water with me. Are you following me? But you know, I knew this guy for 20 years, that I had known for 20 years, that absolutely was filled with the Holy Spirit, and I watched him get drunk, and I knew he'd never drank a drop in his life. And I'd known that guy for 20 years. I'm sitting there looking at this guy. And he started laughing. And he falls down. And he was drunk. You understand? He was drunk on the Holy Spirit. And I'm like this one. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? But I knew it was real. And so I went over and I talked to him. I said, "What the hell are you doing, man?" But he couldn't talk to me. Every time I'd pick him up, he'd fall down just like any other drunk. You see, it's real. It's real. But the church does not know how to present it. You understand? But the Lord does. So this is how, in the end, I have a prayer language. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't speak in tongues. If you hear it, if you think I'm muttering or whatever, I don't care what you think. But I have a prayer language. I don't give prophecy in tongues because I don't interpret tongues. Once in a while, when I'm praying, God will tell me what the heck I'm praying about, and that's all I know. But it's a personal thing, you understand? And I was sitting there, and I really wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit bad. So I was sitting there every day, I'm fasting, I'm praying, "Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God." Because I'm done with letting these old men goose me. I mean, that was way out the car, you know, that ain't, you know, I'm sitting there going, "You're right, you keep your, over there, brother, you know. I didn't, you kind of old to be doing this, youngster. Get on over there." You know what I mean? So what it was is I sat there every day. I asked the Lord for that gift. Every day I just asked the Lord for that gift. I didn't dwell on it, but every day, you know, I sat there and, "God, oh God, let me have this gift. Please, Lord, please, 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 Lord. I want this ability to speak to you." Amen? And that's, and I asked him every day, every day, every day. And I was fasting and I was praying. And I didn't quit work and fast. I had a full-time job. Not like you guys that screw around with shovels for about 2 hours a day. I was working full-time construction, man. I was working 10 hours a day. Hello. And I was fasting and praying and seeking God. So I don't feel bad for you guys, so stop it. You know what I mean? You better just grow up and get right. That's all I can tell you. Amen? So I was sitting there, and every day I was asking the Lord for the gift. And I was asking the Lord for the gift. And I was asking the Lord for the gift. Amen? And I was fasting and I was praying. And I told him, you know what, God? I go, God, you just tell me what I got to do. If I got to do like in the Old Testament, go out back, strip down naked, throw rags on me and throw dirt on my head, I'll do that too. You understand? Because I really desired the gift. And I was ready to do all I could do to receive that gift. You understand what I'm saying? That's about diligently seeking. That's about, you know, people get frustrated after a week or two or this or that. Hey, you know what? It took me 6 months on my face daily. Amen? And I'd have done it for 5 years. It wouldn't have mattered. I wanted the gift. And if I'd done it for 20, and you see, it is the Holy Spirit, it is God that ordains what gifts you get. Right? But, you know, I was trying to move His heart, and He saw that my heart was pure, and I didn't want it just to have a show thing going on. You know what I mean? I went to the back room, and they said, well, brother, just start speaking like this. And they blah, 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 blah. Shut up, man. You know what I mean? I wanted the real thing. I didn't want no manufactured man thing. Right? And in the end, one day, I was in there and I was crying and I was carrying. I was miserable. My whole life was miserable. The first year in the Lord was the most miserable year of my life. I had to face so many issues and so many things that I'd screwed up. Amen? And I was just on my face and I was just crying out to Him one day. And all of a sudden I noticed. I didn't understand what I was saying. But I was feeling better and better and better as I was saying it. You understand? And the gift came by seeking it on my own. Not by somebody doing it for me. Right. And it's not that people don't have that gift where they can lay hands on people and you get that gift. It's not that. But it didn't work like that for me. Are you hearing me? So it's a false doctrine that people teach that you automatically get this. That's false doctrine. All right? You can have it. I believe you can have it. I believe it can be for everybody, but do you really want it? Or is it just something you want because you want to be cool in the church today? Because God ain't about cool. Amen? He's about relationship, and that's what we're really talking about here today. Are you following me? Now listen, there's many things that have gone on in my life that I had to learn on my own in the Lord. Healing's another one. It's real. It's for today. I've been healed. Body, soul, and mind. You hear me? I've been healed. But it didn't happen overnight. I didn't go to Benny Hinn and stand around the corner and wait for him to lay hands on me, knock me over, whatever. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. I just had a healing this week. You want me to tell you how it happened? I stood in His presence and asked Him for it consistently until I got it. Why? He's my daddy. I don't got to go through nobody. I go right to Him. You hear me? You guys got to get this. It ain't about denominations. It's not about church doctrine. It's about Him being your Father. It's about Him being wanting to touch you. It's about Him wanting to fill you full. It's about a personal thing. It's not about a church building thing. Are you hearing me here today? I'm telling you, God can heal you. God can do you all things. But if it doesn't happen at that moment, quit whining. He's God, not you. And He gives gifts as He determines. All right? He's the one in charge. So go to Him and ask. And if it is ordained for you, you'll have it. And if it isn't, then you won't. And that's the end of that story. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? So don't feel bad about it. Maybe He wants to give you the gift of healing. You know what I mean? Maybe He wants to give you another gift. Maybe He wants to concentrate your life in another area. He's God. You hear me? We are the parts of the body. That's like the finger saying, I want to be the heart. Now this finger is not going to do you no good as a heart. It ain't going to pump no blood. Everything's going to die then. How come is it we all want to be what we're not? Are you following what I'm saying? We got to learn to accept our part in the body of Christ. And we know our part by the fact that we submit to God and He leads us to where we're supposed to be. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? It's quiet in this room all of a sudden. You understand? Let me go on here. I hate denominationalism. I don't even know if that's a word. It's a new one for me anyway. What does it mean? I hate people that say, I'm a Baptist, I'm a this, I'm a that. That don't mean nothing. That means you're carnal. That's what it means. I'm a child of the King. If you want to be a child of the Baptist, go ahead. You understand? I'm going to be a child of the King. I belong to a denomination, but that does not mean that my God is not sovereign over all. Are you hearing me? This is the truth. It said the doctrines of men make the Word of God to no effect. You know, when you teach things that are not biblical, that's why I tell you guys, you're not teachers. Why? Because if you teach wrong, then you're making the Word of God to no effect. You hear me? This is the truth. That's why you are all responsible to learn the truth. You need to learn the truth. It says, for when one says, I am a Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? Well, my pastor is Joe Blow Schmo. Really? Well, my pastor is Blow Joe Schmo. You hear it all the time, you know? Hey! You got one God, one daddy. That's the one that you answer to. Amen?
Amen?
And you submit to the authority of the pastor that's over you. But you know what? He is not God. He is a servant of God just like you. All right? It says, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believe as the Lord gave to each one. As who gave to each one? The Lord is the one that harvests. The Lord is the one that calls. The Lord is the one that collects His people. And He uses other people to do it, but it is the Lord that called you. It is the Lord that touched you. It is the Lord that brought you home as you finally submitted to Him. Amen? It says in verse 6, now I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Somebody may have talked to you when you were a child. And somebody else may have talked to you again, and somebody else may have talked to you again, and somebody else may have talked to you again, and then finally when you got over your knuckleheadism, maybe you got saved. I said maybe, because I don't believe everybody in this room is saved. Are you hearing me? Why? Because the evidence is in the fruit, and some of the fruit I see is just not there yet. Maybe you're just barely pregnant. So it'll take a while to show. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? That's just the truth. That's just the truth. But it says, by their fruit you will know them. And the first thing, I see people that are 20 years in the church that are so full of hate and spitefulness and bitterness, I doubt they've ever been saved. But they're in the church. They hate other denominations. They hate other people. They're always gossiping. They're always doing this. Where the hey is the love of God and all that? Because the first thing He says is you will know them by their love one for another. And you're all cutting each other's throat all the time. That is not God. Amen? God is one that unifies. He does not divide. Are you hearing me today? All right. It says, so then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. They're all doing the same job. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. You know, your rewards will come by the effort you put into your salvation. Amen? The gift is you get to go to heaven. But the rewards happen when you indeed begin to walk out the truth of your salvation. Alright? If you get saved and you live like hell all your life, then you're tossing a coin whether you're going to hell or not. Amen? Well, brother, I believe once saved, always saved. Show me that in the Bible. Show me. Please show me. I want you to show me that. You're never going to find that scripture. It's not in there. That is the doctrine of men that perverts and twists of the Scripture. It's not in there. You understand? It says that you'll know them by the fruit. If your fruit sucks, then you're probably going to hell. Amen? You're straight, man. I'm sorry. You don't got to like it. I didn't write the book. Go argue with him. Amen? Period. You know what? I'm sick of it. You know what? Hey, if you look like a duck, you walk like a duck, and you talk like a duck, you're a duck. If you look like a duck and you walk like a duck, but you look like a giraffe, you're confused. Amen? Get real. We're talking about one church, one God, one Jesus. We're talking about one head. Amen? We're talking about, you know, the truth of the Scriptures, which says that, you know, you'll know them by their love one for another. You'll know the changed heart condition by the outward appearance of a changed life. Are you hearing me? And without those things, I doubt your salvation. Why? Because I read my Bible. It tells me to doubt it. Amen? But there's only one body. There's only one Jesus. There's only one Holy Spirit. There's only one Bible. And it's true from Genesis to Revelation. And we got to get away from following this person or that person. You know, I believe the people that followed David Koresh thought they were following a man of God. You know what I mean? I believe they thought that. But it says the blind follow the blind into the ditch. And there's a good chance that they all ended up in the ditch because they were following a false prophet. Are you hearing me? Now their heart was to do right, but because they chose to listen to a person instead of learning on their own, they did wrong. And there's a darn good chance that because of it, they ended up in the ditch. Why? Because the Bible is always true, and it does not matter what men say. You are to study to make yourself approved. What does that mean? That God wants you to learn the truth for yourself. That's why I am a heavy word-based ministry. You cannot make it on your own, but with God in you, you can make it. And He is the Word, and the Word is Him. And with it in you, you now have the knowledge and the tools to equip yourself for the rest of your life. When you know enough Word, a false prophet is not going to twist it on you. When you know enough Word, the devil is not going to pervert it on you. You understand? The Word is true, and Jesus is the Word, and that's why you need it so much. Are you hearing me here today? Are you getting it? There is one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit. That's it. They don't have a separate one for the Baptists. They don't have a separate one for the Pentecostals. They don't have a separate one for the Catholics. They don't have a separate one for the Methodists. Those were all the doctrines of men. There is one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit. And the gifts are from God, and men don't give you gifts, although they might be used. Are you hearing me? God assigns the gifts to the people as He ordains. Read your Bible. Go to 1 Corinthians 12. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Read your stinking Bible. Amen? No denomination has any say over the gifts of God. God has all the say over all the denominations and over all the gifts that He gives. Don't get it wrong. I know people that are saved that were charismatic Catholics back in the 60s before I even knew what a charismatic Catholic was. I have people that I knew as a child growing up that I was a stone-cold heathen, and they were absolutely Catholics, and they were some of the most dynamic men and women of God I've ever met in my life. Are you hearing me? So I'm tired of hearing people saying this, that, and the other. You don't know, but you watch their life, and it will tell you the truth. Amen? Amen? If your fruits are bad, then your heart is bad. But if your fruits are good and godlike, then your heart is for God. And it don't think it matter where you set your butt. Don't matter what particular pew you think about. What matters is God in you. Because if He is in you, then all people will see the truth. And if they can't see God in you and you're telling them about it, then you better check your heart. Because everybody got lots to say. And most of it is a bunch of baloney. But if God lives in you, your life changes. Amen? Why? Because God is holy. And if He's going to reside in you, He is going to make His tabernacle holy. Are you hearing me here today? That's why I tell you, you know, I think the best description I ever had is, the pregnancy thing. When you just get pregnant, it's hard to see. It may take a couple, 3-4 months before it's evident. But if I can't see within 6 months in you guys the truth of your salvation, then me and you are going to have a very short conversation, and it's going to be terminal. Why? Because the truth is in the Word. Amen? Or else I'm going to make you so stinking miserable that you're not going to have no choice but to fall yourself down on the ground before God and finally repent and ask Him to come inside. Are you hearing me? That's my job. My job is the fruit inspector. I don't get paid by the government. I get paid by Him. Amen? Listen to me. I do not want to hear in this place any separation by denominationalism. I do not want to hear in this place anybody arguing about Scripture. I don't want to hear in this place anybody doing Bible studies and teaching others until I tell them to. Why? Because it's easier for me to teach one time right than undo the harm that somebody else has already done. Does that make sense to everybody? The best thing that everybody in this room can do, is read the Word of God for themselves and ask the Holy Spirit to bring them truth. It says that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. That's why a lot of my Bible studies, I'll tell you things. And I'll say, ask the Lord if it isn't true. I just got done telling you that if He's your daddy, don't He talk to you? Didn't your parents talk to you if you knew Him? Don't you think God will talk to you? Let's get out of this spiritual, highfalutin nonsense crap and get down to the truth. Why would God birth children and never talk to them all their lives? Man, you better get saved. You know what I mean? Come on, now. I mean, we don't got to have a lot of sense, but certainly it doesn't make no sense to have kids and never talk to them. You know what I mean? So today, people, today, I want you to just ask yourself that question. Have you been a participant in division in the body of Christ? God would never take His sword and cut His children in two. Amen? And you that are always badgering, bad-mouthing, and all the rest of that crap amongst each other, why don't you stop? Don't you know that what you're doing is of the devil, not of God? Do you want to be a devil worshiper? Then get up on out of here. You understand? But it says in the Bible that you will know them by their love for one another. Where's the love, brother? Where's the love, sister? You hearing what I'm saying today? Because I want all of you to be part of the bigger picture. I don't want you to have that little bitty one somebody gave you years ago. I want you to understand there is one God, one Jesus, one Holy Spirit. And if our church could ever come together, we would rock the world, man. Amen? All right. Father, I just ask You today, Lord, that You touch Your children. That, Lord, above all things, that You allow them to see Your truth, God. Let it be right now that each of them hear this Word and make it part of their life, God. There is to be no division in Your church. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,